I think our whole culture right now is almost paralyzed with fear, and that does create a great deal of stress. And I think the thing is that we are kind of unaware of how we react to people when we're twigs going to snap any minute at the slightest wind. How do you counteract it? Breathe just a little bit. Just sit down and breathe a little bit from your belly, almost like a bellows in a fire, because somehow that just those one or two breaths will refocus you, recenter you, kind of reset your reset your dials, and then move forward. And most of us, if we put a rubber band on our wrist to remind us to change a behavior, somehow that helps. We react to somebody's reaction. That person reacts to our reaction, and we have life. And that can be a very unpleasant situation.
Now, in federal agencies, there is a lot of tension these days. They don't know what their budget situation is going to be. And a lot of people in the public are complaining about the size and the bureaucracy of the federal government and complaining about federal employees and how much they cost. What can people that are inside, just trying to do their jobs day by day, do to maintain their civility to one another and their sense of relaxation so they can continue to work effectively?
I believe there are two things that federal employees can do in a situation where we're the ones who are employed and we're in an uncertain environment. The first thing is to be grateful that we at least have that job for that moment. And gratitude goes a long way to improve our attitudes towards other people. And secondly, to not be afraid to say, I'm just doing my job like all of us. I'm doing my job and we're all in this together. A little bit of perspective. Now, it's easier for me to say than it is to do. And I think that goes for all of us. But somehow recognizing that each of us is wearing the same T-shirt, if you will, helps us a little bit.
How would I handle it if I were working with someone who's snippish to me? How do I diffuse that? Or is it even my job to diffuse it?
Humor can be the best medicine. And sometimes you don't have to go into a long sermon. But sometimes if you can just sort of lean back and say, ouch, and smile, the other person might realize that, gee, that was not intended the way she heard it or he heard it.
Now, when it comes to Capitol Hill, there is real acrimony, and it's played out publicly. What advice would you give lawmakers to try to maybe see one another's point of view more clearly and maybe find common ground that they can't seem to find otherwise?
I would have to say that the first remembrance would be, let's remember why we're all here. It's not me against you. It's the people who are being represented by us. And let's sit down and let's take a step back and let's really think about this.
A lot of this is taking a moment. We live in a society where we're not really allowed to take moments. Everything is multitasking, BlackBerry, grab the coffee, run, get your food out of the microwave while you're on the phone as you go to your next meeting. Is that part of it, that we need to just take a moment?
Oh, absolutely. We need to take a moment. And that's why I recommend rubber band therapy, which helps me every time because I get caught up just like you do. And when I find myself looking at my wrist because there's a rubber band on it, I remember, oh, that's to remind me to take a breath. And, you know, everybody can afford one or two deep breaths. I will give you one suggestion that will absolutely destroy any kind of workplace harmony. And so this is to be avoided. When we're in disagreement, when we use the word you feel this way and you are on the side of this and you think so-and-so should be canonized and you think, those kinds of statements cut off all communication The reason is that the person who's hearing the you stops listening and starts building a defense. Taking the you, taking the accusatory tone out of your point of view really goes a long way to help arrive at some kind of harmony. So using language like, let's try this, or it seems to me that won't work, can explore an idea as opposed to accusing and making a judgment about another person.
Is that kind of related to people that you encounter very often and you say you're filling out a form or something or you have to do something and they say, I need you to XYZ, as if it's not the procedure and the process to get something done, but it's I need it. And you want to say, well, who are you?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who has that response, that reaction to those kinds of declarations. It's just very helpful to ask instead of demand. So would you please fill this out, as opposed to I need you to fill this out. If the other person's perception does not match your intention, then nobody's communicated. We get in our heads and in our guts, and we spout things out, and we don't necessarily think about how they're being interpreted on the other side. We're never going to change other people unless we change ourselves, because by definition, when we change what we do, it forces the other people to respond to us in different ways.